Well, Torch, it's been a long time since you've played a game. You've had a couple of days you could actually kind of practice and get your guys together. Is that nice? Even at this point of the year, late in the year, is it nice to have that extra time?
To a point. The guys want to play. I don't like practicing 2 days in a row at this time of year. Our schedule's pretty spread out here the next couple of weeks, so we just want to play the games. I think you go through a long season, it's about playing those games. So we try to find some things to do to keep them on top of things, some game situations. Right now, we just want to play the games.
You've flipped Nick Foligno and Brandon Saad. You've changed them on their respective lines. Is that a way to get both of them going, or is that something to do with William Karlsson, too? Do you want to get him, Brandon Saad, as a winger?
No, I just don't like how Wenny's lines play it. I don't think they develop much offense. I don't think Saad has been that good. Nick has been inconsistent along the way. So the line that has played the best for us and the most consistent for quite a while is Doobie's line. We still haven't got the consistency out of the other lines. So we'll try something different here and switch the wings and see if we can get some more consistency as far as not just scoring goals, but just generating more offense. I don't think we've gotten enough offense out of Wenny's line or Carlson's line consistently enough. So we'll try something.
Connor McDavid, how much did he impress you when you saw him a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, well, he's one of the top players of a group of young players that have come into this league, that just poured into this league. His first game back was against us. He put on a little bit of a show. He's as advertised. He's a hell of a player, and we'll have our hands full with him tonight.
I don't mean to hang a big mantle on him here early, but it reminded me of, you know, Mario Lemieux would miss those big chunks of time, and he would come back and be an impact guy in his very first game back, and that's what he did against you guys with 3 points that night.
Yeah, he's special, and this has been talked about for a number of years. Probably when he was 14 or 15 years old, everybody knew what this kid was going to be. But I respect him how he, that's a pretty major injury he came back with, immediately jumped into the fray and made a difference right away, and so good for him. I hope he stinks tonight, but he is one hell of a player.
All right, one last thing. I was watching the comments from the Oilers last night when they went in Philly, and they said it kind of clicked in L.A. Now they want to be a gritty, in-your-face kind of a team and play hard. And I thought to myself, well, that's exactly how you want your team to play, and your team plays better when they're in a gritty game. So hopefully this will set up nicely for you tonight.
Yeah, I didn't read any of the comments. I know Todd is he's a hard coach. He'll have his team ready to play. They've gone through the ups and downs like we have during this year here, but they've got some good players over there. And as I always tell you, I'm not worried about the other team. I'm worried about how we play, and that's a big part of our identity, is being a straight-ahead team and be as physical as we can and just keep it as simple as possible.
George, thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.